Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. And we actually have a familiar face in the OR today. She has scrubbed in before and she's back for more.
Wow. A rhyme?
Wow.
I didn't even do that intentionally.
Solid. Is that a limeric? Or no?
Not technically,
okay.
No.
It's a Sicily poem.
Or what is it?
Sicily.
No, I don't know. Never mind.
A Sicily.
You know what I'm trying to say? Simile.
It's not that either.
It was just a poem. It was a rhyme.
Yeah, it was a rhyme. It was a beat.
A lyric.
A couplet, if you will.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Anyways, we have had our guest today scrub in before via Zoom.
Yes.
3 years ago.
Yes.
Almost to the day.
I know. And you know what our producer doing the Lord's work, she reminded me that I tried to have Whitney Port set me up with somebody 3 years ago. And I was like, wait, I was dating Robbie 3 years ago. But then I remember it was during that
Right before the getting back together.
Yes.
Right before the orange dress.
Right before the orange dress.
Whoa.
I
wonder, we should get an update on that guy.
Yeah, I forget who he was, but I think he was great. But yeah, we should get an update on him for sure.
Yeah, but I'm so excited to talk to her. She's going to be in studio with us. So we're going to sit down and have a chat, all things going on with her, and get a little update on what she's up to.
Yes, Whitney Port is our guest. And before we bring her in here and have our conversation with Whitney, we did want to give a warning because we will be discussing the topic of body image, relationship with food. And so we just wanted to give you that warning now before we jump in with Whitney. And here she comes.
All right, you guys, back in the scrubbing NOR, we have Whitney Port.
Whitney Port. And we have champagne. Should we do cheers?
Cheers. Bright and early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here just we what go. We all do on Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers.
I'm okay. So happy that you're in this time because
oh
last
God,
time you were on Zoom.
Mm. Well, it was during, it was 2021, so it was still kind of pandemic
COVID-y.
And like, yeah COVID-y and, But there was a lot that we chatted about that I want to revisit because that was literally almost 3 years to the day.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't think we meant to time that out, but we'll pretend we did.
Yeah.
We're really on it like that. But one thing that really stood out to me was that in that episode, Tanya and Robbie, her current fiance, were on a break. And so she was trying to get herself out of the darkness, like trying to convince herself that she was ready to date.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have the perfect guy for you. Perfect.
It's like so weird because I can't like Timmy has so many single friends that are still single, but I'm like, who was the perfect guy for you? If I said he wasn't quite ready for marriage, like this is gonna kill me now. I'm gonna think of it by the end of this episode.
Okay. He's like,
but
now,
but you
kids.
Don't even need him anymore.
No, I don't need him anymore. But I was wondering, where is he now?
Like, where is he?
Yeah.
Now?
Like, where did he go?
I would love to know. I would love to know who he is. I'm gonna think about it.
And then I also feel in that episode I sent you nipple covers.
Yeah.
The pasties?
Yeah,
the pasties.
Yes. Did you ever wear them?
I wear them all the time.
Nice.
I wear them all the time. I need, like, whenever I travel, I bring a pair with me. Yes, need them because, like, I like a nipple, but it has to be the
tasteful.
Right. It has to be tasteful. Uh-huh. It just depends on what I'm wearing. And sometimes I feel like those nipple covers can act as like little bras too. If you don't want to wear a bra, like at least gives a little bit of a shape to the boob.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
No, I didn't remember that you sent me those, but now I'm like very grateful.
She's like, oh,
I could have worn.
Oh,
I have like if you're like a nipple theme going on.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, is that like a nipple piercing? Is that
it's like
it,
an it's like it's a dumbbell.
Like
it's like a this is a gym shirt, but I just like I thought this was cute with this, so I just went with it.
You're very cool and trendy always.
So cool.
I mean,
so
that's
trendy.
Basically where we got to know you from was being on the hills and then going to New York to chase your fashion dreams.
Yeah.
And you're still very much in that world. Like every time I see you on Instagram, I'm like, that outfit is amazing. How'd you put that together? Do you still feel as ingrained in that world and passionate about it as you did when we first saw you on TV? Is it still that much of a passion?
It's different now. Like I do love fashion, and it sounds so like cheesy to be like fashion is a passion, but like yes, I definitely love it, but I don't feel like I'm as like in it as I was when I was younger. And now my lifestyle is different. And so I'm more like just what's comfortable, mm-hmm. what's like comfortable and cool and casual. And it's not so much about like putting together looks all the time now. And yes, like I love that, but I'm really trying to more just show like how we can elevate our style and feel like comfortable and cool mm-hmm. in like whatever, not necessarily always dressing up. Yeah.
I also feel like for a minute that Instagram and social media was all about being dressed to the nines and shit, like looking perfect.
And like the glam whole look. And I think like, yes, there's moments for that mm-hmm. and that is still a part of my life, but like just not as much anymore, you know?
Yeah, we've all moved on.
Not really.
I mean, like you walk in today, she looks so cool.
No, I think it's just people have it.
I know, like, some you have it. Oh God, you really do have it. I don't
Thank
have it.
You. I feel like... It's so nice that you say that because I feel like I don't. Like, I feel like it takes me effort. You know, like, I had to plan an extra... If I wanted to, like, think about what I was going to wear today, like, I need to pack it into my getting ready time. Usually, mm-hmm, I feel like I'm getting ready... My getting ready time is, like, 30 minutes. But if I want to put together an outfit, I have to add on, like, 15 minutes. Yeah. I'm not, like, a try-on in advance and, like, style a bunch of looks in advance and then have them ready to go, which I tell people to do all the time. Like busy people to do, but I need to like know, I need to feel like what mood I'm in, you know, like I can't plan in advance.
Yeah.
So I need to feel what mood I'm in. And then I have a rack of stuff that like I haven't worn that I'll go to first and choose from there.
Oh,
but wow. I try to keep stuff in my closet, like new stuff separate, a rack in like my separate office, and then my regular stuff in my closet. It's not the most, it's not the easiest, but it's like a way to stay organized.
Like, you have a rack of clothes that is basically like going shopping.
Pretty much. Yeah. Or like stuff that I have bought for myself or stuff that like the brands have sent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just like gifted stuff that I keep separate that I try to wear to like support the brands.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think you have the...
Yeah, she just
I know
has it.
It takes effort to put together an outfit, but you have the
je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm. Is that the word? I don't know, but yeah. I love when you do that.
Well, thanks, guys. Right. I feel like because my mom was an art teacher and my dad was in the fashion industry. Oh. Like he silkscreen and printed t-shirts. Like he had a factory in the Valley and like manufactured t-shirts and then like bought licenses like Strawberry Shortcake and Care Bears and then printed them on loungewear and sold them to like Hot Topic and mass brands. Yeah. And so I feel like growing up with these two kinds of parents, like it just,
sort of in my creative.
Yeah.
With your style.
Yeah.
Last time we were talking, we were saying Tanya was on the break and we were talking about how that was right before they got back together. And you were saying that your now husband.
Yeah.
There was kind of the moment where y'all were friends like, with benefits?
Yeah, so we had an interesting story because
she did not say friends with benefits.
Yeah.
It sounded like you? We were just like, no, we were but like, she said they weren't official.
Yeah, we weren't official, but oh, okay. we were, so long story short, Timmy was a producer on the show that I was on when I was filming in New York City. So, but we didn't get together, but it was like love at first sight. Because I was filming this TV show and the show was all about me like living and loving in New York City. And like, I couldn't be with a producer. And at that time, it was not encouraged for producers and like that's talent to date as much. I mean, now it's not obviously, but for certain shows, it's like more accepted than others. But so we didn't actually, nothing physical like ever happened. We just established this like amazing relationship. And we definitely crossed the line emotionally and we're like texting all the time, whatever. But it got too hard. Like we were like, we shouldn't be together and we should do our own thing. And so he ended up meeting someone else and I met someone else and I was still filming the show and like we had other relationships and then the show got canceled and I moved back to LA and my relationship ended. And I just like, I knew that I wanted to be with Timmy, but I knew that like, I was only maybe 25 at the time. I just felt like I wasn't ready to settle down yet. So we had a couple months of like, fun and back and forth and I was having a good time. And then we had this date where when I was in New York and he like got a little drunk before it and got some liquid courage and basically was like, either we're leaving tonight as boyfriend and girlfriend or like, I can't wait anymore. And I, in that moment, like I remember really not wanting, like not being ready, not really wanting to, but knowing that I couldn't lose him. So I just like went all in and like never looked back. Like best decision I ever made, like have no regrets about whatever like time I was going to have or fun I was going to have. But yeah, like I understand sometimes like you were saying with your partner, he wasn't necessarily ready, but he obviously like didn't want to lose you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough tug and pull or whatever.
Yeah. Do you feel like he's ready now?
Oh yeah. Well, now like, we're engaged. Yeah. So now we're like on the other side of it. But I'd say for the first year and a half of our relationship, I was like, I'm ready for all the things. And he was like, I'm not.
Yeah.
And so
how old was he at that point?
40.
Okay.
Yeah. 40, okay. 40, 41.
Okay.
Yeah. Had two kids.
All right.
Went through a divorce.
Well, that's understandable.
So we were in two different like life stages. Yeah, but totally the whole thing was the whole time he was like, you're so amazing and our relationship is so amazing that it's bringing me through all of that.
Yeah.
You know? So
like I could see that with you, but not maybe yet.
Right. This very moment. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, can we get married yesterday?
Totally. My best friend's the same thing. She was like ready to meet someone forever. And we're 39 years old now. And she finally met someone like 2 years ago and was like immediately ready. But he's divorced, has two kids, and was like, I want to be with you, but we have to take things very slowly because this is like a delicate situation. And she did. And she was patient. And like now they're pregnant and getting married. Aww. And just like, it's like, it doesn't, you don't always have to be on the same timeline, but I do feel like if you're meant to be, then you be.
I always felt like the Bible they describe, when it describes love, it says love is patient. It's the mm-hmm. first word that it always says. Uh-huh. And I always thought it was so weird. Like, I'm like, love isn't patient. Love uh-huh. is romantic.
Right.
Love is
amazing. Like, when you want it, you want it. And yeah. Like, it's so,
like, love is not yeah. patient. And yeah. now I, like, really understand that. Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Like, love is patient.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cute.
Yeah, really cute.
Really romantic.
Thanks. Yeah.
Timmy learned that too.
Love yeah,
is patient. Yeah. But I gotta give an ultimatum because I'm not being patient any longer.
Yeah, like, I'm done. I'm done.
You've been open with, you have a son.
Yes.
He's so tall.
He's so tall.
On Everyone Instagram, thinks he's I haven't like seen him so in person.
Much. He's really tall. He's like up to here on me, and he's 6 years old. I know.
Wow.
And he's really big. Well, I'm tall. Timmy's like sort of tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been open with your fertility struggles and yeah. that journey. Yeah. Are there any updates there?
Yeah. I mean, I actually talk about it on my a little bit of my podcast this week, but it's been one of those things where like, and I don't know if you guys do this too, but I'm not the type of like, quote, influencer that's going to like live share everything
right.
or like every day I'm going through my day and showing people what I'm up to. And especially when it comes to something like this, like
yeah. right.
I did share a lot in the moment when I was pregnant. I had this series called I Love My Baby, but on YouTube. And that was like, it was so raw for me. And while it helped so many people, it was like, it really was difficult for me to be putting out these raw emotions and then having all this feedback back at the same time. And it was making me confused mm-hmm. and like insecure. And so I decided with this fertility stuff that like I did want to share it and I do want to share it, but it kind of has to be on my terms, mm-hmm. like when I feel comfortable talking about it. So I've shared it in stages. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not like live updating, but basically like what's happening, I'm kind of in like a little bit of a, like a two fork situation. Like I so badly want a second child mm-hmm. for Sunny, like a sibling for Sunny, you know? And I, of course I want it for myself too. Like I want the opportunity to enjoy in a different way again and like do it in a different way, knowing what I know now and being mm-hmm. more relaxed about it. But it's also been such an exhausting journey that I'm like, I have to be grateful for what I have. And I'm like, trying to figure out how much more I want to put into mm-hmm. it. We had decided to use a surrogate after like multiple miscarriages of mine, and the surrogate had two miscarriages. So now we're like, do I want to maybe try again? Like, do we want to just like try and have fun, you know, or do we want to do IVF? Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of taking it day by day. I had like a doctor's appointment last week to even see just like what my insides look like. And so I have a follow-up today. I'm really just trying to be like in the moment and taking it appointment by appointment, step by step, as opposed to like future spiraling. Yeah. Because with this kind of a thing, you tend to do that. And I've realized after going through this, like how little control we actually mm-hmm. have. So to try not to future spiral and just be in the moment right now and decide what I want to do based on like how I'm feeling mm-hmm. in this moment. So yeah, I don't know. Like it's so much money and exhausting to yeah. go through the surrogacy thing. I mean, all of it's so much yeah. money and exhausting, but the surrogacy thing is like, it's to have two fails and to have already invested so much. I'm like, do I even want to do that again? Like, I'm in a different place now, physically, mm-hmm. mentally, than I was when we were trying a couple years ago. So maybe I can handle it, mm-hmm. but like, I don't really want to be pregnant. You know, it's like, it's a yeah. lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really, when you were saying you were so raw about sharing, I love my baby, but like, that is such a, even someone who's not a mom, I'm like, that is so brave to do, because I feel like the mom shaming, no matter what you do, it comes from every angle and everyone has an opinion on everything.
Mm-hmm. So I even if they don't mean it in like a yeah, shameful just way, they're just being like, offered by the way, yeah. have you tried this? And it's like, even that. And that's why it's just such a love-hate relationship with social media, mm-hmm. because on one hand, it's like, so much of my purpose is driven by social media. Mm-hmm. Like I'm connecting with people and helping in a real way and trying to make people feel less alone by sharing mm-hmm. this stuff through social media. So it's like, I have to use it as a tool, but at the same time, it can be so like isolating and shameful and judgy. So you just have to, for me, like I have to really try to take the good out of it and not the bad, which I really do. Like I've grown to be able to do. But yeah, it's a lot.
I just think it's something that, you know, I do think, I wouldn't say 100% of women deal with this, but I think it's the majority of women that deal with this. Mm-hmm. And if it's not fertility issues, it's thinking about, you know, your biological clock.
When is it going to happen?
I'm just getting older. I haven't found someone. I'm not married yet. Do I freeze my eggs? Do I not freeze my eggs? Do I freeze embryos? Should I not freeze embryos? You know, I think everybody's kind of thinking these things as, you know, especially in our 30s. And I just feel like it does help a lot of people. And like I know I have a friend who's been trying for 5 years to have a baby and try tons of IVF, all the things. And it's like, it's just so exhausting. It's mentally, physically, financially so taxing. And I just think like it leads to a, like just a lot mentally on people. And so I do think what you're doing by sharing is helping a lot of people, because I feel like you just feel so alone when you're in those like seasons of life.
Yeah. And I think that just, you don't even necessarily need like tips or tricks from people. It's just knowing that someone else has gone through it or is going through it makes you feel less like bad about yourself or less alone, because we tend to do that. We tend to take this thing that we feel like we've been biologically like we're supposed to do, and we put all this pressure on ourselves for how it's supposed to happen and when it's supposed to happen, and it's like our responsibility to make it happen, and it can cloud so much of the rest of our lives, you know? Like I was having such a good day, and like then I get a call from the doctor that there's possible this, and it's like it's just it puts a little bit of a gray filter on your life. And it can, and for me, we've been trying, Sonny's now almost, well, he'll be 7, he's 6.5, but we've been trying for like 5 years now. And so that's just like a lot of time for it to like put that haze on. But I'm not quite, you know, we're kind of like suckers for like punishment, you know, I'm like, not, I'm not ready to close the chapter on it yet. You know, like there's still embryos. I still feel young. Like we'll see what the doctor says, but I have to be grateful for my one, you know, like I have to turn
but
to
both
that.
Both things can exist at the same time.
Yes.
That's the thing too. I think like a lot of the time when we're feeling a certain type of way, we do feel like guilty, because you're like, oh, I should be grateful for the one healthy child that I have. But it's like, you can feel that and also still feel pain or sadness or whatever else. And they can exist at the same time.
It's true. It's true. Timmy always tries to tell me like two feelings can be, they're not mutually exclusive. They can happen at the same time. So I try to tell myself that too.
Timmy sounds like a gem.
He's the best. He's the best.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store, and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which exactly. Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
Speaking of the love-hate relationship with social media, there's a lot of focus on your body on Instagram.
Yeah. Like, there was last year. Yeah.
Like, last year.
And
like,
people still will make little comments. Always. But yeah. Yeah.
I remember looking at photos of, and I would just like, you know, look at the comments expecting it to be like, oh my God. Like, I would be like, I love her outfit. She looks so beautiful. Yeah. And I'm like, this is so crazy. But then you posted that Timmy came to you and said, you know, I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah.
How, that was such a, that quote that I think it was like they got picked up by press of like, yeah, what you posted. But it was so beautiful having the safety of a partner to come to you and with someone that you know is coming just from a good place.
Yeah.
Just from love.
It's totally. I mean, that's what I obviously needed because I felt like I was like a little bit in denial about what, mm-hmm, was going on. I mean, basically what happened was like I had posted something and I was telling Timmy like something like, oh, this is getting so much engagement or some like comment about how it was performing. And he was like, that's because everybody's talking about your weight. And because I didn't read all the comments. And so then I started looking and I was like, oh my God, like what is even happening here? I didn't even know that my weight was like a thing. Like I hadn't even really connected to it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I see what you eat and I feel like you're healthy, but you have lost some weight. And I think it's something that we should like look into. Mm-hmm. And so that was the start of me kind of like looking into a little bit of an unhealthy pattern, mm-hmm, that I was doing, kind of like this blaming being busy on and not kind of just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Like I was just, it just wasn't a priority in my life. And food for me never really has been. It hasn't been something like I really eat to live. I don't live to eat. And yeah, so it wasn't, I'm not like so excited about food. And so it wasn't me trying to like lose weight or being like conscious about my body it was just me not putting a priority on it and being like lazy. And so it took me that introspection and like, on one hand, I didn't really feel like I needed to say anything to my followers. Like this is my own thing. But on the other hand, like they did say something and there were people that were showing true care. So, mm-hmm, I decided to comment on it. And I wish, looking back on it, that I hadn't really made a comment about it, because I feel like well, twofold. Again, the thing about things not being mutually exclusive. When you make a comment on things, or when you pay attention to something that people are highlighting, I feel like you're adding more gasoline to the fire. Like, you're just putting people's attention more there than it needs to be. But I think it's also like, you're in this give and take relationship with your followers. Like, I've chosen to have this job, and I've chosen to like build this community, and it would be like pretty like rude and just kind of, I don't know, just, I feel like I'd be ignoring them to not talk about it. And we're here to talk about what's really going on, and I shouldn't be ashamed of it. So I did comment, and then it took me at the beginning. That was really like the hardest stuff I feel like I went through. Even the mom stuff, even like,
oh, wow.
Like, yeah, I felt like the body stuff was because people weren't understanding. They thought like that I had just had this eating disorder, and that I like the way I look, and I'm like trying to put this out there, and I'm leading a bad example. And it just wasn't my story. It just wasn't what was going on. And so that was what was really, really frustrating for me, that like the narrative was not my own truth. And that's what gets really hard. But I think that also showing, like, talking about that, and now, like, even yesterday I posted something that people totally took the wrong way, that I was like thinking, should I clear up? But I posted something about ordering Erewhon as being like, it was like a part of a series of stories where I was like post meeting Erewhon and watching Housewives, and like I said something about being gluttonous and irresponsible, and I meant that more in a way of like spending post-mating an Erewhon smoothie and like being gluttonous and irresponsible. And like sitting on the couch and watching Housewives. And people were like, that's like, so, you know, it's leading such a bad example to your followers. Like, how is getting a healthy smoothie from Erewhon like gluttonous and irresponsible? And I'm like, that's not what I meant. Like, I didn't mean, you know, so it's, those parts can be frustrating, but I think for the most part, like, I feel a responsibility to share, and it's always hard in the moment. But then when I have space and perspective from it, it's always like net positive afterwards.
Yeah. It's almost like you don't owe anyone anything, but then you're letting them speculate and talk, and then to ignore it and not address it feels like, are they going to tell a story that's not true?
Yeah.
But then you're like, I don't owe them anything.
Right. You're like, I don't want them to think something that's not true, but then I also don't care about, I shouldn't care about what anybody thinks. Like, they don't know me. And why am I holding space for what they care about me? So yeah, it's definitely this hard push and pull, but I'm like, I do, I say those things, and then I'm like, I do care about them though.
You're my girl's girl. So I feel like to you, it feels like these are like, this is your sisterhood. You know what I mean? Like, I get that.
Yeah. These are like my buddies that are, that support, that are there for me. Like, when I post these things, it's so validating for me too. Like, it's so therapeutic and so cathartic. It's like, it's a release. Like, I put it out there, and then I can almost like kind of forget what it was about, you know, because I've like put it out there into the world to kind of like spread it. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, do you feel like if Timmy hadn't said something, that there would have never been a feeling of needing to address it?
God, maybe.
Yeah.
Unless I sort of, I think that I was like really head down in my own like operating.
Grind.
Yeah. And some friends though, like, reached out to me afterwards once I like said something about it. And they were like, I was going to talk to you about it. Like, I was starting to get worried. And it was also on the heels of a lot of fertility stuff that like had caused me to lose a lot of weight. Like, I had gotten really the stomach flu right before I was about to do an IVF cycle. And I was like throwing up nonstop, and like had torn up my esophagus, and then couldn't eat. Like, and I had all this anxiety for the IVF. And so it was all this stuff that like led to this moment.
I think though the thing is, like, it kind of with infertility, fertility, body image is also something that I think is on every woman's mind. Mm-hmm. Even if you are, you know, so, so confident in your body, who you are, grateful for it. It's always something that's kind of, if it's not in the front of our minds, it's always in the back of our minds. Mm-hmm. And so I do think, like, I do want to commend you for saying something because I think that it is something that every woman thinks about in some way, shape, or form.
I wish we didn't so much, but it's like how we've been trained.
No, and I think recently a lot of people, I know a lot of people that are struggling with Ozempic being so prevalent because they're seeing their friends that were the same size as them shrink to half the size and they're eating clean and working out and doing all these things. And like, then they feel frustrated and they, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, mm-hmm. it's this thing, like I've been feeling it that way too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I feel like I was saying to Becca, like I've never really had body issues. Uh-huh. And then recently, like, I'm like, I take such good care of myself and you would think that it would have an impact on my body and I'm not seeing it, but it's right. like, I think it's like warped because of everything that's going on around
me. I think it probably is warped. Mm-hmm. I think that we have, I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to like put a label on anyone but I feel like living in LA and in this industry, all of us mm-hmm. probably have a little bit of body dysmorphia mm-hmm. just based on all the people that we're coming in contact every day and everything that we're like witnessing, mm-hmm. you know? It's like subconscious. We don't even realize what we're like witnessing and absorbing.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally get that. But I think that it's so interesting because there's like two ends of the spectrum. There's like this whole shift in culture where it's like body positivity right. and models are being represented, you know, in different ways. And there's like all this representation. And then on the other hand, there's like Ozempic and this, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, where, how do we find the happy mm-hmm. medium? And I wonder how kids... Like I only have a 6-year-old. I'm like, I wonder how teenagers and like young 20 somethings are dealing with their body in this day and age. Like, are they more comfortable because of the body positivity messaging? Or like, I wonder what their brains are feeling right now, or if it's like a millennial thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all ages because another thing, you scroll TikTok, you see people from all over the world. Every age, and you're going like, oh my gosh, she's so young, her skin's so fresh, she's so petite.
Well, that's
and she's
what I'm doing now is like the young thing.
Me too.
I'm approaching 40, it's like not about my weight because I'm like, I'm thin and I need to like put on weight. I will look at people and automatically it's like it doesn't even, it's like subconscious. I'm like, she looks so old or she looks so young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm immediately labeling that.
Me too.
And I need to stop because it's so unhealthy and unfair. And I feel like it's then inherently making me judge myself.
My mom's in town from Florida right now. And she was saying something about looking old or feeling old. Mm-hmm. And it like was this perspective shift. Cause I look at my mom, I could get emotional,
aww.
But I look at my mom and I'm like, she's so beautiful and she's getting older. And I'm like, I appreciate this, the beauty and the life she's lived. And I'm like, don't talk about yourself like that.
Yeah.
And then I see how we're talking about ourselves. Uh-huh. We're still so young.
I know.
And there's so much more life to live. And it's like, why do we do this to ourselves?
It's so silly.
Yeah.
It's so silly. But it's so true. I think that's when.
I know. You guys.
It's
so true. Like, it's like I'm planning a wedding and I keep like, I in the back of my head, I'm thinking like I'm getting older and I want to have a baby and like, and I'm putting so much pressure on that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like, why didn't I do this a year ago? Or like, why didn't I do it faster? And it's like it's like this constant
like spiral of that.
Spiral.
I think that there's like two things, and this is just from therapy what like she's taught me and what I tell myself. Okay.
Please, therapist.
The one thing is like when you start to beat yourself up about what you could have done, like it's just a waste of your time and energy because it's already done. So like why then add on beating yourself up as like part of the element? You know what I mean? Like it's already done, like leave the past in the past. And then I think also really trying to give yourself grace and talking to yourself as like the little 9-year-old or 8-year-old version of yourself, you know, like talking to yourself like you would a daughter or a little niece, or just envisioning yourself like that and being as like gentle and sensitive and kind to yourself and trying to like help yourself get through it in that way. But it's, I think also just knowing that that's completely normal and that every single person is doing that, no matter what they look like or how much money they have or whatever it is, you know, everyone's like, everyone has
It's like
their things, but we need to come back to like what we do have that we are like so grateful for.
I know.
For.
And like, it's so funny because I think back on like Tanya in her 20s. I'm like, I don't want to go back to her. Like, I'm so much more confident and so much more secure. Like, I'm so much more the woman that I'm proud to be today than I was in my 20s. You know what I mean? And it's like, we're always like, you know, like longing for that. And it's like, no, I'm actually really good where I am.
I know. I think that we have to stop going into the past.
Yeah,
I
just like romanticize it.
Yes. I just did a meditation yesterday that I posted. I do like a 10-minute like Jeff Warren's Daily Calm every day. And it was all about like respecting and appreciating the person that you are now and not romanticizing who you were. Mm-hmm. And that it's like, it was great that you were once that person, but finding the things in you now that you like so much more than you did then and how much more meaningful those things are, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel so grateful? Like, what are your thoughts on social media? Because when you were on the hills, there wasn't Instagram and TikTok.
Oh,
are you
gosh.
Grateful that that didn't exist at the time?
Yeah. I think that that is what has helped me be able to have like such a healthy relationship with social media and like why I haven't like gone crazy or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I never had to deal with those crazy fans or like mean things, you know. We would just, the episodes would go out on Tuesday and like we wouldn't know what anybody thought, you know, like
what a time.
We wouldn't know what anybody thought. We would just get like download numbers, you know. So that was amazing. That was, I think it was really refreshing, and I feel so bad for the generation of people that have to go on there and get everything like torn apart now. But I think Timmy and I were just having this discussion about like the whole Andy Cohen and like all that stuff. It's like people also know what, or people should know at this point with reality TV, like what they're signing themselves up for.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Yeah. It's true. We just like, talked to Chelsea from Love is Blind, and you know, she even said, she was like, I know when I went on the show, I know what I was signing up for, but you can never prepare.
You can't prepare. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You can't prepare because you don't, you think you know and you think you'll be able to handle it. But then when the feelings get real,
Speaking of TikTok, the last time you were on, both you and Tanya were very, I wouldn't say anti-TikTok, just like, I don't want to do it.
Just nah. Yeah.
Not into it.
And we're still just nah.
I'm still pretty nah.
Still pretty nah, right?
Yeah.
Do you scroll, like, will you look at things?
Yeah, 0% of my day.
You don't either?
Same.
Wow, y'all.
I just can't, like, I don't even really want to scroll, be a scroller on Instagram, honestly.
Oh, see, I like that.
I will do it for a little and then I'll catch myself because I don't want to just like endlessly scroll, because I have been finding that I'm leaving feeling like less than, like I should be doing more, and I don't want to feel that way. Maybe it's the accounts that I'm following.
And change up that algorithm.
Maybe I need to change up the algorithm.
Muting.
Exactly. A little bit. But I don't want to endlessly scroll, and I don't find like value in that. I feel like it more stunts my creativity than like gives me creativity.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it does, because everything's a trend. Everyone's doing the same thing, because it's like, to have engagement, you have to do a trend.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
so you're like just seeing the same thing over and over again.
I know, and I'm. It's not my thing.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's like school to me. Like, I'm like, I learned about spraying magnesium on the bottom of my feet.
There's education.
Oh, see, like, that's what I love. Need. That like, stuff. That's what I would like. Like, I like, I like slime Instagram accounts, okay, you know, where like I can watch someone make like weird slime. Like, I saw a cool tear slime that looked, it was, anyways, like something like that.
Or like how to make your home smell nice without candles.
That's great. Oh my gosh, yeah. Or, yeah, little, yeah, that's great.
That's like, my algorithm. I love
things
it.
That can add value. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. And now I'm trying to like, how can I be an account that adds that kind of value?
I
like,
think you
I
are.
Don't.
You are.
I mean, yes, but more, I want to be more. My goal is to do, I really just want to do things my way. And I don't want to succumb to like trends mm-hmm. and whatnot, but I want to add more value than just like, what am I wearing? Like,
right.
I have to find the balance of like, value and education and fun with also like the fashion and beauty yeah. stuff. Yeah.
I think though you've done a great job, even with your series that you do on YouTube and your podcast. Like I feel like you have a really beautiful balance. I know there's always that feeling of needing to do more, all, but it's like,
yeah. And I don't want to feel that way, yeah. but yeah, I try to keep everything. I try to like hit all the buckets, but I have like the more personal stuff on the podcast. Yeah. And I think what's hard is that everyone just wants everything to be in one place and like easily accessible, yeah. you know, it's like, where can I hear this? Or like, well, update us on this. And I'm like, well, I talked about it in my podcast like a month ago, but I can't, like, I just can't update everything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like I say, I'm a geriatric millennial who like didn't grow up with social media.
Yeah.
So I've had to do my own thing with mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Speaking of TikTok, do you have any opinions on Kristen Cavallari's
and her boyfriend?
TikTok boyfriend?
That's so funny because I was out of dinner.
Transition. I'm sorry. I know. So good.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I did not see that.
Because I did see that on Instagram.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it.
You haven't seen his TikToks.
I've seen two videos, and I saw that they were the videos of like a couple guys like just kind of walking
lip-syncing
in a line.
There's not a lot
okay,
to it. Yeah.
I don't even think I watched with sound on. He's like super hot.
Oh, so hot.
He's so hot. But I don't know. Like, I have no comment. It's like.
I love it for her.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
Like,
I know there's opinions about the age thing. I don't really.
How old?
24.
How old is she?
37.
It's like, well, that's whatever, you guys.
That's what
I know.
Saying.
Like, if it was a 37-year-old man
and a 24-year-old woman, it's just like, that's like,
yeah, everyone
TGIF on a Friday.
No one can say anything.
TGIF.
No one can say anything. That's
a
like,
lot of people had opinions, but I was like, I don't really care about that. I'm just so fascinated by his TikTok presence.
Yeah, like that is a little like what is going on. Maybe, you know, you never know what's like going on upstairs.
But
like,
that's what attracted her to him.
She thought he was like fun.
She was like, because she answered all these questions on her podcast, and she was saying how she'd seen the TikToks, yeah. And she's like the one, and she referenced like the one being super hot,
uh-huh.
And then they started like DMing,
yeah.
And she didn't know who it was, and the Montana boys, like she didn't know which one it was, and he said it was him, and
yeah.
She's like, oh, it's the, you know, the cute one.
I think that she's always like, she doesn't care what anybody thinks,
no.
Which I love about
me
her,
too.
And she just wants to do what like fills her soul up,
yeah.
And have a good time, and I like respect that about her. And like, I never got to really film with her because when I went to New York to film The Cities when she came onto The Hills.
Oh, right.
So we never really like crossed paths.
Okay.
And I always felt like we would have gotten along. But she seems like a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just has that cool girl energy that's like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like,
I love
like
her.
She knows that people are going to have opinions and
yeah,
she's ready
she doesn't
for
care.
It.
Yeah,
she really doesn't
because
though.
She's been dealing with it. I feel like her whole existence, like since she was 16 mm-hmm. years old, and she's always been, I mean, I know this cause I like rewatched it on our YouTube series. Tamina and I rewatched Laguna Beach, and like, she's always been really confident. Like
yeah.
ever since
yeah.
she was a teenager, she was always confident, and that attracted guys. And like, I think that like, yeah, she gets it.
Are you still close with anyone from the show, or have you kind of I know everyone's started their lives and
yeah.
moved in different paths, but is there anyone that you are like that you text regularly or hang out or see? You just
not really like, no, I mean, when you think about it, that was for me like almost 20 years ago.
That's
filming that
so
show.
Crazy.
Yeah. And when I started was 20 years ago. And like, I was always just in that closet with Lauren. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't ever really socially good friends with everybody, with anybody. So I haven't really kept in touch with
yeah.
anybody. Like Kelly Catrone, you know, from the City days. Well, she was on The Hills too. But yeah, like when we filmed The Hills New Beginnings, we were all like seeing each other
yeah.
and a little bit more in touch. But
yeah. Since then.
Just different vibes.
Yeah.
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 But it's the same. Think about who were you hanging out with 20 years ago?
I know, right?
Well, just because they revamped the show. And
they
you know,
revamped the show, but it gave me so much anxiety. Like, I didn't, I just felt like, why am I doing this, kind of? Like, they wanted everyone to, like, it be a Vanderpump Rules vibe where we mm-hmm. were all hanging out and, like, going out and best friends, but not everybody was. Like,
mm-hmm.
we kind of had, everyone had gone in their own ways, and we
yeah.
were all just starting to have kids. And we weren't going out to nightclubs. And so it was just, they tried something that just didn't work. And the whole filming of it gave me anxiety.
Yeah, you were like, you said yes, but there wasn't a piece about it.
No, I'm like, who do I hang out with? Like, I loved, like, Jen Delgado, Frankie's wife, was like, and at the time there was Jason Waller and Ashley Waller, who were super sweet, and like, Audrina's always the sweetest. So sweet. But then, yeah, we're like out at clubs and I'm like, why am I here by myself? You know? Like with Misha, like why are we filming with Misha Barton? Do you remember when cast her? Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot she was on there.
They cast her. Yeah. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? We try things. We throw spaghetti to the wall and we just
see what sticks. I'm like over that phase of my life. I don't want to do that anymore. I was doing that up until the end of 2023 and like beginning of 2024. I was like, I am not throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks anymore. Like I'm simplifying and I'm doing what makes me happy.
I love that.
And I think that has been key for me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is that what you and I feel like? I'm very fascinated by your relationship. I just feel like you have a really good marriage. Mm-hmm. Do you, and you probably don't do this, but do you guys ever have like family meetings or like, like once a week, do you like check in with each other? Like how does
we not like official, but we'll definitely, we have moments throughout the day where we'll do like quick downloads of what's going on and see like how we can help each other. And it helps because for us, it works because we both aren't working 9 to 5. So we're able to like be partners in that way. Like who's doing pickup, who has to work. So we're always very connected and know what's going on in each other's lives. And I'm codependent in that way. Like I kind of need that. And, we also do like, we do these date nights, which are really therapeutic. We do these episodes on our podcast every other week. We record like a date night where we sit down and talk about like what we would talk about if we were on a date night. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, we go through like if there were any fights or disagreements or things that we wanted to clear off our head. We go through like some goals for next week and how we can support each other with them. And then like some fun things, like some pop culture palate cleansers, mm-hmm. where we'll just like talk about something fun that each of us are like, that's in the news that we're interested in. It's fun. And that like, that was a work thing that we thought would be fun. That's turned into like an actual hour of like real connection time for us. But I think just like choosing the right partner is like
seriously
key. Yeah. And like a partner that really is down to communicate, mm-hmm. like someone that is really not scared of communicating and like willing to understand women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. Yes. And I think a lot of women don't have that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, true.
And they're okay with it at the beginning, yes. or they think that they'll get it later when things get more serious or whatever. But I think that like having that, someone having like a sharp emotional and IQ and like wanting to be in tune with you being your best is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk, before we let you go, yeah. I want to talk about some fashion trends and see your takes on them. Okay,
let's do it.
So Morgan Stewart has said that checkered Vans.
I know, I saw that.
Are back.
The
new Sambas is what she said.
Yeah. I can't go that far. Like I still have a lot of checkered Vans and I won't get rid of them. Like I have more of the lace. I kind of like the lace-up ones better than the slip-ons. But it's not, I can't, it's like the checker is too busy to like go with everything. Yeah. And it's funny cause I'm wearing Sambas today. But like checkered Vans wouldn't go with this in the same way. Maybe she would say it would, but I used to love checkered Vans, but like, no, it's not, it's,
you've had your moment.
I wouldn't say a no. I wouldn't say it's like a no, but they're definitely not. I don't think they're the new Sambas.
So like when needed,
when necessary. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Capris, or as Tanya called them, pedal pushers.
I know. I call them pedal pushers.
No, I didn't even know what a Samba Mamba was. You so guys, that just shows you where I'm at in my fashion journey.
My grandma calls them pedal pushers.
That's what they thought they were. I'm down. I almost bought a pair of like, well, maybe they were more like Bermuda shorts, but I...
Also controversial.
I know, very controversial. But I think it's like totally dependent on your, like what you're comfortable with mm-hmm. and like the shapes that you're comfortable mm-hmm. with. I think mm-hmm. that if you're down... that go for it, but if it feels a little bit weird for you, don't. Like yeah. that's what I always feel about trends. I'm always like, even if it's on trend, if it feels weird or uncomfortable for you, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Then it's not a trend for you.
I would literally rather wear a micro short that's like up my vagina than a Bermuda Bermuda right above my knee.
She can't even say it. I know. I get it. So don't. So don't like, and that's fine.
There's just some people. Yeah. And I'm with you. I'm like, listen, if you're like, I want to be a part of the trend and I don't care if it looks as great on me as it does on someone else, go for it. But I know what looks good on my body and what silhouettes don't look good on my body. And
I think that's important to know. Yeah. And even just for you, like you, it's just fat getting dressed. Like, really should be for you, you know? And like, yes, it's fun to dress for events or for other people and like partners or whatever. But I think that like, if you're not feeling confident, then it's going to show. Yeah. And like, then there's no fun in it.
Yeah. What's one piece of clothing or like an item where if they were like, this is not in anymore, you're like, I don't care. This is forever going to be something that I keep.
I think like, for me, it's more of a trend of like the baggy, like middle-aged dad look is like always going to be my vibe. It has been since I was a little girl. Like I'm always been a tracksuit, like chunky sneaker person. And that's comfortable for me. And I don't care. Like I'll always wear that. Yeah.
No matter what they say.
No matter. Yeah.
This was from Danielle. She wants to know about your skin, your skincare tip.
Oh my God. Your light? I was going to say both your skin.
No, your
is
skin's
so
glowing
good.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yours glows.
So, oh my God. I think for me. So, I feel like the secret for me, without going into like so much skincare prep, is like, one, exfoliating a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. Like I'll use a exfoliator with like a bead in it a couple times a week. And I dermaplane, which is essentially, I go to somewhere like this cheap spot. I don't want to call it cheap spot, but this great spot in Studio City that does like a dermaplane and then hydrofacials, which I think are like... they clean you out and they make your skin so glowy. So those I think regularly are important. True. And then also for my base, whenever I'm for my makeup, I mix an oil. I have this like Monica Blunder beauty oil that I mix with my moisturizer. And so it gives like a little bit of a glow before I put on my cosmetics. I feel like the oil is what gives my skin that glow before I put on my makeup.
Yeah, it's just like highlighted in all the right spots.
The dermaplaning. My facialist has been trying to get me to do that. And
you
I'm like,
do
scared.
It. Yeah, you do it. Because your skin is gorgeous and dermaplane would like... like slough off all, not that you even need it, but it just
slough off all the. Yeah.
No, I'm. It would like
it does. Yeah.
It does, and it makes your makeup go on. So even if you wanted to do it like right before your wedding, it would be good because it makes your makeup go on so much smoother.
I felt like it would make me grow a mustache.
So I mean, yes, like you can't. I have definitely a little bit of peach fuzz that I have to keep on top of, but I just like have. I have a little dermaplane thing that I order from Amazon.
Like, easy.
Yeah, totally easy.
You can do it. It's something you can do.
All right. And the fix, I'm in my fixer up rare, so I'll just throw that in.
Shout out to Ask Cares in the Valley. They're good and like affordable and works.
We love that.
Yeah.
Last question. Would you ever do reality TV again?
I would not do like a docudrama, you know, like a Housewives or Hills or like where they come into your home and shoot your family with like no plan. Like I know that I would never do. But would I be part of like some sort of fun formatted show or like a judge on something or I don't know, like a fashion competition. Yeah. Or I don't even know what there would be. But yes, like I'm not opposed to TV. I just don't want, I wouldn't ever put my relationship or my family life
but
on
like
TV.
But like a game show, like Traitors or something like that.
Oh my God, I don't know. Traitors? I know. Timmy's like, you should do... what was the one he told me he
thinks I should do? Or y'all could do Amazing Race together?
I would totally do Amazing Race with Timmy.
Wait, I need to know what Timmy wants you to do.
I feel like he wanted me to do Survivor, maybe.
Oh, wow.
But I could not. Like, I can't go that long without
food. Is Timmy a Survivor fan?
He loves Survivor.
Tony
would
love this guy.
Big Brother Celebrity? Did he want me to do...
I feel like he'd be good on...
Survivor doesn't do celebrities. They don't.
Mm-mm. Oh, but I think Timmy and I would be good on Amazing Race.
Seems like y'all communicate well, which I think is a big thing on Amazing Race.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, so no more Hills reboots.
No more Hills reboots.
No, would you docudramas?
No more docudramas.
Yes. Yeah,
and like probably not Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
That'd be so fun to watch on that.
I could not. I don't think I love to dance, but like I could not take myself.
No,
seriously.
I'd love to watch you on Traitors, though.
You would?
Yes.
I feel like
look into season 3.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. See, yeah. Get your publicist on that because like
I don't even have a publicist. Well,
Get Timmy on it.
He actually has asked if he should be my fake publicist before. He's
he
like,
should.
I could be like Todd at WhitneyPort.com. And just like, we're not
just
going
to get
that
you
far.
On Traitors.
Oh my God, funny. I'm like, I would be so okay. First of all, if I was a traitor, like, how could I lie? And then if I wasn't a traitor, I would be so paranoid.
I think you'd be a good, like a strong, faithful leader.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think she could be a traitor because no one would suspect her.
No, I don't see you as a traitor.
Is it like, do you think it would be like good for me, for my career? Like not.
Right, or are we just throwing spaghetti to the wall?
Yeah, exactly. No, this should be a simplification process. Would this be like,
as a publicist?
Yeah, as your publicist, I don't know if it's going to elevate.
All right, casting.
Take you to the next level.
Yeah, casting department. Thank you so much for coming in and being in studio and scrubbing it and being open and vulnerable, even though I'm the one that cried.
Yeah, you got me. Like, oh my God.
I'm usually
the one that cries.
I think it's just, you know, like, I never see my parents, so it's fresh. It's
you were just with them this weekend.
And I just cry when she cries. Yeah. I cry
I know.
A lot.
It's like a sister thing. Yeah. Whenever I see my sisters crying, it's just like immediate.
You're like, I don't even know what you're crying about, but I'm crying with you.
Yeah. Or if I'm going through something tough and I feel like I can hold it together and then I call my mom and I hear her voice, it's just like immediate.
Something
like,
with your mom, too.
Yeah. I know.
But we love you.
We love you so much. This was so fun.
You're the best.
So fun. Aww, thanks, guys.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.